Hi, it's Nikki Wants, and this is There's Something Wrong With Me. So now it's yet again another return. Thing is, I paid for a year with my podcast subscription, and well, they charged my card and I didn't know, and then I just saw it. So I was like, why don't I just make a podcast? I don't really give a shit. I'm just going to put it out into the world. And I'm here in LA. It's 10:15 and it's late, kind of. I've been up early and I had a lot to do today. And I'm filming a short film this week and I'm the lead. So hopefully it'll be good. And, you know, you'll like it. I'll post it somewhere when it's completed. So I'm going to unwind with my nightcap, which is a vape pen. Yay. And I think I put it on Twitter. Hola, all my Twitter friends. And I was going to get stoned and read the news. Let's see. I love weed. It's legal here in California. The weed is legal here, but excuse me, god damn it. I told you I was going to get stoned. But it is very expensive if you do not have a script. So it's like a 28% tax or something. So it's like you're buying an eighth for like $80. That's stupid. I don't know how much eighths are. I don't pay for weed really. Because people give it to me, which is lovely. It's great gifts. Drugs make great gifts. Because they're expensive. Anyway, I said I was going to read the news. So I'm going to check it out. And I'm going to go in there right now. I have not looked at the news yet today. So I'm going to look at it right now. I don't know how long I'm going to go. But I, I'm just going to probably read some headlines or something. Maybe I'll click on, I don't know. Let's go. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Let's just, you know, play it by ear. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go to, I'm actually just going to go. There's two news places. I go on my phone. Let's see. First thing I see is HuffPo. Ivanka Trump doesn't know if teachers should be armed. I'm not going to read that because we know that Ivanka Trump doesn't know anything. She's not even good at, you know, designing shoes. How is she going to know about what's good for our teachers? And one thing, I'm going to put a disclaimer here. These are all my opinions. And I don't have shit for Shinola. So, take everything with a grain of salt. And, I'm also going to say I'm not going to get political here because I'm not a political person. I'm not someone that's really into politics. Really. At all. So, I'm an anarchist. If I could be. I would, excuse me. But I would, you know, I do vote. But I don't, really talk politics because it's really not my forte. I'm not really involved. I still have to get up every morning and put my shoes on. Some people might get mad at me and tell me to check my privilege, which is, you know, their, opinion, man. It's just like their opinion, you know? Seeing stuff about, let's not look at the students return to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas campus. I'm not going to really talk about, I think the school shooting shit has got to stop. It's atrocious. It's this guy, and they said, I'm not even going to say his name because I don't even want to give it any power, like Voldemort. But it's like people were warning the police about this guy that he was like, you know, had heavy artillery and he was stockpiling stuff, I heard. And, that they just were like, whatever. I'm like, when is this stuff gonna, when are people gonna start being taken, you know, just these things more seriously? And then it's like, when they're taken seriously, then it's like kind of bullshit. It's like, I don't know. It's a catch-22, but you know, I don't understand. There's so many of these shootings and there's so many of these kids that are all fucked up and doing fucked up. I don't understand. Is it the food now? Is it, you know, social media? I don't know what it is because I know like bad shit's always happened. We're just more like our fingers way more on the pulse now, you know, with social media, things in real time, news everywhere, you know, anything's disposable. I don't even know if we need a president, to be honest. I mean, you know, I don't know about whatever. Anyway, I'm not going to get into politics too much. I just said that, but yeah. Let's see what else we have here. Archaeologists discover Egyptian necropolis. Is that right? Archaeologists discovered the mummified remains of a high priest covered in beads of ivory crystals and surrounded by amulets and semi-precious stones. That sounds pretty dope. If I die, I want to be covered in semi-precious stones and amulets. Yeah, I want to be a high priest, like the tarot card. What, you know what, though? How are we still finding shit? Like, didn't we already dig up the world by now? I mean, is this really happening? Like, are we going to find out that there was another fucking, you know, continent we didn't even know about? It's like, I thought we had that shit covered. You know, I think I read somewhere, maybe I'm mistaken, how they found some sort of dinosaur, like, footprints or something in, like, Alaska. I don't remember what it is, so I don't quote me on it. But there, I could look it up, but I'm not going to, because I'm just going to read headlines, kind of. I'm just kind of like, how the fuck did we miss that shit? Like, why? We just found footprints somewhere? It's really? I mean, dinosaur footprints? Or, like, I know it wasn't Bigfoot, so. I wish Bigfoot was real. Something interesting there. All right, let's see. 17 details from Disney and Pixar movies that'll make you say, how did I not notice that? Let's see. Like, I'm going to look at this article in Zootopia. Never saw Zootopia, so I don't know about that. In WALL-E, Alaska and Cuba are missing, and the Great Lakes are larger than they should be, presumably due to rising sea levels. You know, I don't remember WALL-E. I was on acid. Also in WALL-E, AUT Auto appears closer in each of the captain's portrait, representing his gradual takeover of the Axiom. Again, WALL-E is on drugs. Same thing with this movie, The Incredibles. I remember the movie being really good, but I remember being, like, super stoned. So, The Incredible, the numbers on Mirage's business card, 787-7467, spelled superhero on a keypad. I don't care. Okay. Entangled, when Mother Gothel says, I love you most, she kisses Rapunzel's hair, not Rapunzel. Why is that a big deal? Because she loves... I don't know. I never saw Tangled. But I'm like, she got a kiss from her mom. Is that her mom? I mean, are they... What? I mean, that's her... Is that her stepmom? Her real mom? And she kisses her hair. Like, what is she supposed to kiss? Her vagina? Like, it's her mom. Like, what is she supposed to give her a hickey? Is it her mom? I don't know. I never saw Tangled. And I don't really remember the story of Rapunzel. I just remember that she was locked up in a, you know, in, like, a tower, and she had long hair. And they never, like, cut her. I mean, it's just child abuse, basically. Like, they put her in a fucking attic, you know, and, like, just wouldn't let anyone see her. And then finally her hair grew long enough for, like, a guy to climb up it and, like, bang her out. I mean, I don't know. That's the story, but that's what I remember. In The Lion King, Scar is the only lion whose claws are always extended. Again, never saw The Lion King, the Disney movie, but I did see the show on Broadway because I got a free ticket many, many years ago. And funny enough that there was this improv teacher I had, and he was at UCB, and he's actually really successful. He's on TV shows, and he is pretty well-known guy if you are in the improv community, which I am not. I don't like improv at all, but I used to try to like it a lot more than I ever would now. I'm very selfish. I like all the toys in the sandbox, so that's why I do stand-up. I invited him to go to said Lion King on Broadway, and he declined my offer, even though it was free. Am I that bad? Really? Am I that bad that you can't go sit in the fucking Lion King with me for free? Like, box seats? My friend worked as a stage manager and got free tickets, so. In Coco, again, I never saw Coco. Also in Coco, this is number 8, never saw it. In Monsters, Inc., never seen Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Incorporated doesn't have a human resources department. They have inhuman resources. What the fuck does that mean? Because they're not human? Monsters are real, guys. You know? Just ask my ex-boyfriends. I never saw Monsters, Inc. So, I mean, isn't that... Do they really have an office of monsters? I mean, monsters are not supposed to be cute and fuzzy. It's weird. I don't know. I don't get that show. I mean, that movie, whatever. In the mountains of cars are the shape of cars and hooded ornaments. Little funny story, though, with me about cars. Never saw Cars, okay? Never saw it. And I was out with a dude, and I kind of fucked up because I actually do a bit about it, how I did meet a guy at an art opening, and he was really cute. I'm really bad at flirting. I have no flirt game. And he asked me what my favorite movie was, and I said, Cars! Like, blurted it out like a crazy person. And he was like the Pixar movie. And I was like, yeah, totally. It's great. There's something about it I really like. And, I've never seen Cars. So, that's my game right there. Never saw Wreck-It Ralph. The passcode to King Candy's secret safe is the Konami code. I don't even know what the fuck that means, and I play video games. There it goes. The Konami card is a popular cheat code used in many video games developed by the Japanese gaming company Konami. I remember Konami, though. I think they did Street Fighter. That's kind of nice. In The Good Dinosaur, Hank can be briefly seen when Arlo falls in the water. I never saw that movie. And then in Atlantis, The Lost Empire, King Nedica is blind because he stared at the crystals during the sinking of Atlantis. I never saw Atlantis. Oh, Ratatouille. That was such a good one. Patton Oswalt. In Ratatouille, Igor's study is shaped like a coffin. I don't remember that. I haven't seen that shit in so long. In Finding Dory, I did see that on a plane once. The black pigmentation of Dory's father resembles a receding hairline. Like, well, file that under. Who gives a fuck, dude? Like, why does that even matter? I don't feel like I'm offended. I don't know why. In Big Hero 6, a statue of Olaf from Frozen can be seen on the streets of San Francisco. They say it all weird. Big Hero 6, never saw it. And finally, in Up, I did see Up. We see craft supplies by Ellie's bedside table when she gives the adventure book to Carl, which means she wrote her last words to him on her deathbed. That's very sweet. That's sweet. I remember Up being very sad. If I'm going to watch a cartoon, I'm going to be intoxicated or inebriated in some way, because I'm an adult, and adults don't watch those things. Well, I mean, unless you're like with your kids, or you like live with your parents. Something this feels like people that live with their parents would do that. All right, I'm not, gonna look up weed. Maybe I have to stop coughing. This is a trial period. I don't know how I'm gonna feel about it. Let's see. Monica Lewinsky emerging from the house of gaslight in the age of hashtag Me Too. Okay. I like Monica Lewinsky though. I've actually always liked her. And people always are like, she fucked with the president, he's married. You know what? Who gives a shit? Like, women always will fuck a man in power, okay? And you know what? Bill was looking good as fuck then, okay? I probably would still let him get it now. And he's not looking so great. Ever since he went vegan. I don't know what the fuck happened. He just, like, wasted away to nothing. He just looks kind of, yeah. I totally thought he was handsome when he was younger. But, like I said, politics, whatever. But if I were her, fucking, I probably would do it too when she was young, and he's the fucking president. I don't know if I'd let him fuck me with a cigar, though, but I definitely would let him eat my pussy. That's for sure. What the perfect male body looks like now? Wait, this is a good one. My problems started with Zac Efron. Oh, great. Look, this is by No Country for Swole Men, February 25th. By Clay Skipper. Clay? I'm not going to read this. Are you feeling bummed out because you don't look like fucking Tyler Durden? He looked like Tyler Durden if Tyler Durden had put a trash bag and trudged across the Sahara for a week. How am I supposed to look like that? I have fibrous muscle tissue too. I have fibrous muscle tissue too. Oh, wah. You know what? I like dad bods, okay? But you know what, though? If your gut is so, like, if your gut is too big, and when you look down, you can't see your dick, but it's hard, it's kind of a problem. It's a little much, because the sex, you know. Yeah, that's a problem. Sometimes, you know, I mean, but I dated a chubby guy, I've dated chubby guys, and just, yeah, sex is still dynamite. It doesn't matter when you're horizontal. I got junk in my trunk right now. I just don't want to clean it out. I don't think that's, like, a big deal. I'm not going to read about this guy feeling, like, bad about his body image. I just don't... You probably get the pussy or dick or whatever you like. I don't judge you. Autopsy proves Bethany Stevens was killed by her dogs despite speculation she was murdered. That is crazy. Like, I was reading that story about that Virginia woman was killed by her two pit bulls. And... Now, look, I'm just going to paraphrase this. She was not raped. It was not a homicide. The December 13th mauling gripped the nation amid speculation the dog lover was murdered. Police took the unprecedented step of releasing graphic details of the dog attack to try to prove there was no foul play involved. The autopsy confirms that trauma due to mauling by animals. That dog did it. Those dogs, like, I wonder what happened. How terrified would you be that you're just taking a walk with your two dogs and they just fucking attack your ass and murder you? This is why I don't have pets. I don't know. I just can't. You know, I mean, and then it's just like if I died in my sleep and, you know, or I died, you know, of choking, which I almost did once. I almost choked on a grapefruit. And I gave myself the Heimlich, and that actually, I almost turned blue. I thought I was going to die. I literally cried for 4 hours after that. It was terrifying. So that could happen, and I did have cats at that point. They would have eaten my face off. Okay? Just letting you know that. Speaking of guys that live with their parents, Michael B. Jordan had the perfect response to his tweet about him still living with his parents. First of all, Michael J. Jordan is a 5'9 adult man that loves animals, lives with his parents. They're all telling all those things were unacceptable, though. What did he write? First of all, I'm 6 foot and they live with me. Put some respect on my name, LOL, and Goku and Naro are real ones, LOL. I guess that was from Black Panther, but I haven't seen it. I don't... I guess that, Goku is from, Oh, you're into the... Oh, and then he's getting the mainstream anime stees. Rolling eyes. Nah, it was... Michael Jordan... lives with his parents and likes Dragon Ball Z. Well, yeah, that's fine. I did not see Black Panther yet. I have not been to the movies in a year. Literally 1 year, probably. Maybe even longer. I don't know. I never go to the movies. I should go. I used to really enjoy it. And then I saw Birdman at the theater and I hated that movie. That might be the last movie I saw at the theater. Fucking Birdman. Fuck. That's so weird. Donald Trump. No. A Weinstein Co. sale talks to collapse, but no choice to pursue bankruptcy. So overhearing about Harvey Weinstein, he's such a, you know, such a piece of shit. But it's like everyone knew it, and everyone's saying that they didn't know it, and they're playing coy. But come on, like, they had to have known. They had to have known, because I mean, I'm nobody. I'm like a paperclip, if that. And I heard about that shit all the time living in LA. You know, about how much of a pig he was. And I wasn't even, you know, I wasn't anyone famous or even remotely on the pulse of the entertainment world. And, yeah, so I think the movie were like, I didn't know. Yeah. They knew. They all fucking knew. And he was a piece of pig. But this is the thing I'm going to say about Harvey Weinstein. He's fucking unattractive. Like, I wouldn't fuck him. I wouldn't let him sniff it. But he has money. But so, I mean, that's why he got that much pussy. That's why he did. That's why he, you know, of course. You think a guy that looks like that gets fucking pussy? Like top shelf? Gwyneth Paltrow type pussy? Looking like that? If he, like, worked at a fucking mailroom? If he, you know, was, like, a bus driver or, you know, like an algebra teacher, like he would not even, he probably wouldn't be, he probably couldn't even get laid in a Mexican whorehouse with a fistful of 20s. I mean, come on, let's get serious. But now he's into, you know, taking showers and massaging women that really don't like it. You know, it's those guys that do the creepy massage. You know, when you go to the party, the dinner party or something, the guy comes up behind you and he puts his hands on your shoulders and starts kind of giving you like that shoulder massage that's completely uninvited and unwarranted. That's like kind of like, hey dude, I just met you at the door 15 minutes ago and you're rubbing my shoulders like, you know, we're gonna go to bed later, and maybe we will after a few drinks. And but if you look like Harvey Weinstein, yeah, that's not gonna happen. Well, maybe you have money, I don't know. Hey, I'm just going to be real. I mean, I probably would have done the casting couch or do it if someone asked me, but no one's ever asked me. I have never been propositioned, you know, by anyone in power to fuck them, unfortunately. So I'd probably be farther ahead. But I know I'm really happy, though, that it is turning around, and I'm really happy that women are finally, you know, getting what they deserve, which is, you know, not to get, you know, raped on their way to the water cooler, or fondled at least, or catcalled, or, you know, called honey. Hey, honey. Oh, honey. Why you look so sad? I just fucked your wife, and her pussy stunk. That's why I'm bummed. The 9 films battling for that Best Picture Oscar. I've not seen a single one of them. Black Panther crosses the $700 million globally. I'm going to have to see this movie. I don't know. Really? I guess it's a comic book movie. I thought it was about the Black Panthers. Like, the movement. But, you know, like, the, like, Tupac's mom was in, you know? Totally. But I guess it's about a comic book or something. Celebrity 14 chilling Hollywood deaths that are as intriguing as they are creepy. Albert Dekker was a famous actor known for Kiss Me Deadly. After going missing for a few days, his fiance found him naked, kneeling in his bathroom tub. He was bound by chains and a noose and was wrapped around his neck and hung from a curtain rod. Hypodermic needles were stuck in both arms and slurs were written all over his body with red lipstick. The police ruled it a suicide, which the coroner and press rejected. No further investigation was done. The official ruling was an accidental death from autoerotic asphyxiation. You know, like Michael Hutchins died that way. Yeah, that's, wow. Bob Crane, we know. I don't know if you know, Bob Crane was found bludgeoned to death with an electrical cord. And I watched that movie, Autofocus, with Greg Kinnear. That movie is great. It's actually on HBO Go right now. If you are, you know, bored and want to watch it, it's really interesting. But it's not, you know, it's not, you know, endearing. It's not a fun movie. Definitely not a fun movie at all. He was in Hogan's Heroes. He was... Oh, let's read this. The primary suspect in his murder was John Carpenter, a quote-unquote friend of Crane's who was in town to meet him. Carpenter's car was seized and searched by police who noticed blood smears that matched Crane's blood type. However, Carpenter was acquitted and maintained his innocence until his death 4 years later. Crane's murder is still unsolved. We know it was... Well, watch the movie. I'm not going to give anything away. But, well, 3 is Tupac. Rest in peace, Tupac. We love you, Tupac. We know the story about Tupac. We don't have to go there. George Reeves is a great one. Actually, just go watch Hollywoodland, because that's, like, That actually is a good movie with Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck, I thought, was really good in it. I actually really like that movie. I like bios, you know, especially about old dead stars and stuff. Like, I'm really into that stuff. I'm really into old Hollywood. And Bruce Lee, he complained of a bad headache, took aspirin, and laid down for a nap. He never woke up. He was rushed to the hospital and declared dead on July 2073, while his death was ruled death by misadventure, and the official cause of death was allergic to aspirin. One theory is that Lee died at the hands of the Chinese tyrants, who were angry with Lee. But then other people think they had a curse. And then Brandon Lee, of course, we know from The Crow, that was his son, and he died. And that was really, really, really weird. Well, Elvis, we're talking about in his bathroom. We know, everyone should know this. I'm not going to even get into Elvis because I've read a lot of books on Elvis. I love him. And, you know, some people say that Dr. Nick killed him, but you know what? He did medicate the king, that's for sure. I mean, it seems that way. And then I've read that amazing book from I just tweeted about it because I loved it so much. I love that book too. Whatever. She just seemed like he was on a lot of pills. Oh, Brittany Murphy. I met Brittany Murphy once at a party, and she was actually super, super friendly and very kind and seemed very cool and a little ditzy. We know what happened to her, and that was bizarre, and who knows really how she died. Bobby Fuller was a singer who died at age 23 in a car outside his apartment. He was covered in gasoline and bruises. It was initially thought he had killed himself. When his body was found, he was in advanced stages of rigor mortis, suggesting that he had been dead for a while, despite the fact that the car hadn't been in the lot for more than an hour and a half. Some conspirators say that the mob is to blame, while others convince LSD played a role. Many still speculate about the circumstances. Bobby Fuller, El Paso Rock, man. Well, Jimmy Hoffa, his body is still missing, right? I don't know. No one ever knows what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. Isn't that so weird? That's so weird. Could you just imagine that was your dad? Be like, God, I think I just, that disappeared. I can't watch that Disappeared show because I'm just like, oh my God. But they were never found. So then I get like really nervous. And I feel like weird about it. And Natalie Wood, and that was number 11. And you know what? I think they reopened the case about Natalie Wood. So, because Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken were there, and it was an accidental drowning, but you know, she's really, really scared of water. Oh, it said just this year, Wagner was named a person of interest. I really think, like, I heard that she was terrified of water, and she did not want to go on that boat, and she was, like, totally shit drunk. Like, she was, like, a very small woman, and she had, like, enough alcohol to, like, in her to, like, put down a 6'2" man, I heard. You know, that's, I read somewhere that, so I'm, like, it's a little fishy. Oh my God, I don't know who this is. Peter Ivers was a famous musician. The famous musician was found bludgeoned to death by a hammer in his Los Angeles apartment in 83. When the LAPD sent to his apartment, the officers neglected to secure the area. Therefore, people came to Ivers' apartment to look for themselves. They trampled around. Nobody was ever tried for the murder due to the lack of evidence. William Desmond Taylor. Taylor was a director during the silent film era. On February 2nd, 1922, police went to Taylor's house and discovered him on the floor of his living room with a bullet in his back. Okay, well, if they even say for fucking 2 seconds this was suicide, I'd be pissed. The two women romantically linked to Taylor were suspects in his killing. But, I don't know. This is weird. The case is unsolved. Well, of 14, Marilyn Monroe, last but not least, of course, which we all know what happened in Maryland. Who killed Maryland? Like, as Glenn Danzig would say. Anyway, I'm going to get going now. It's been 30 minutes, and I hope you enjoy this, and I'm going to finish smoking my vape pen, then, you know, eat some pizza. I hope you all have a good night, and just remember, I'm Nikki Wants, and remember, there's something wrong with me. See you next week. Bye.